In preparation for last weekend's NAFTA 20 trade summit, the Brookings Institute released the first ever examination of international trade between North America's 100 major metropolitan markets. Joseph Perilla is one of the authors of that study. He explains why that information is important.
Canada is the United States' top trading partner. Mexico comes in third, just behind China. So it's critical that we rely on these countries for our imports and our exports, but we've never really taken a look below the national level at how these trading relationships exist.
That relationship is very important to Tucson. The city's top two trade partners are in Mexico, Monterrey, and Mexico City.
We sometimes think about, trade occurring with these distant countries. A lot of talk about China, a lot of talk about Europe. But it's really these trading partners in our own backyard that are really, really important for growing our economy going forward.
And while national policies such as NAFTA often have major impact, trade mostly occurs on a smaller level.
Trade is less between countries and more between cities and metropolitan areas.
This is a fact that does not escape those who run the city of Tucson. Mayor Jonathan Rothschild has focused on trade with Mexico in the first 2 years of his term.
When I came into office, one of the messages to me from the public was, look, we need jobs here in this community. So I had to look for those areas where there was an opportunity for jobs, maybe a little unique from other places around the country. It was very evident that we're 60 miles from the Mexican border.
Perla reiterates the role that being close to a trade partner can have.
Certainly geographic proximity plays a role in this. So the fact that Tucson and Phoenix are very close to the Mexican border is going to facilitate trade between those cities and metropolitan areas within Mexico.
Proximity also plays a role in where a company decides to build. Since many Mexican products ship to the U.S., it's enticing for those companies to build near the border. There's a lot of manufacturing and big business near Mexico's border with the United States. Mayor Rothschild says that in Nogales, Sonora alone,
there are 8 Fortune 500 companies that have very high-tech manufacturing plants. When you go down to Guaymas, which is really a straight drive down the I-15, there are 34 multinational companies that are doing manufacturing work there, and it's manufacturing work that is very complementary to the work that we do here in Tucson.
But as Perilla explains, that manufacturing does nothing for Tucson if the goods being produced are not in demand here.
A lot of what ends up determining trading partners is the industries in which these cities are specializing in.
So a company making aerospace parts in Mexico will send products to Tucson because aerospace is big business here, while a company making components of electronics is more likely to send its wares to Phoenix because they do a lot of work in that field up there. If the whole region is on the same page, one side is building parts that the other can use. It works out well. And as Mayor Rothschild tells us, it creates a zone where countries are coalesced into one economic region.
Our economic success here in southern Arizona is going to be tied to the idea that as an economic region, we are very much tied to Sonora, Sinaloa, even all the way to Mexico City.
That trade is necessary. The lifestyle that Americans have developed is heavily reliant on foreign trade and mostly trade with our immediate neighbors. Joseph Perilla.
The trade with Canada and Mexico, both on the export side but also on the import side, really sustain the quality of life that individuals enjoy in cities and metros across the U.S. And we depend greatly on these trading relationships to grow our own economy and grow jobs.
And since that trade is really managed on a level that is more municipal than national, this study is most applicable to local governments.
The main takeaway for a local state leader is to use this information to set an economic strategy or a vision for their particular city that takes into account their distinctive industrial specializations, and then understands who their key trading partners are and uses that information to, you know, network with these trading partners, to establish relationships with them, to bolster trade going forward.
Going forward, with the full knowledge of who you're trading with and what they want, can mean a city is more economically successful. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.